Chapter 2. He was unwinding a scarf from about his neck, and all at once Kathy knew what it was about him that was so very surprising, and somehow so entirely out of character. For Lady Fitzosborne wasn't in the habit of encouraging arrogantly handsome young men to make free use of her garden room. This could be none other than the Marquess de Barataira, the unhappy Sebastião. He had dully, gleaming golden hair, and his eyes were a very dark blue. She was able to be quite certain of this, for he switched on a convenient electric light when she came within a yard of him, and she also saw that there were diamond drops clinging to the ends of his disturbingly long eyelashes, and his hair wasn't merely damp like her own, but literally running with moisture. "Oh," she exclaimed in concern, "where have you been?"
"For a walk," he answered tersely. "It's the only thing to do in a place like this."
"You must have been right down by the lock to get as wet as that. Or have you been walking in the woods?"
"I don't know."
There was flaming impatience in his voice, as well as the petulance of a small boy.
"The one thing I do know is that I loathe getting wet, and I loathe feeling cold, and I'm both of these things at the moment. I ought to have remembered that when I came here as a boy, the central heating was merely an apology for the stuff they turn on in New York."
"And you've just come from New York?"
"I've been in America, yes."
His navy blue eyes demanded to know why she asked so many questions, but at the same time they scowled at her. He started to struggle out of his great coat, a beautifully tailored duffel coat that was not in the least like the original duffel coats intended for seamen on the high seas, and she went to his assistance and took it from him. "Here, give it to me, and I'll hang it on a hanger and it'll soon dry." She did so, and she also switched on an electric fire so that he could warm his hands. She watched him mopping at his face with a heavy silk handkerchief that was dark cerise with white spots, and then he extended the most perfectly shaped pair of masculine hands she had ever seen in her life to the warmth of the heater. She couldn't help observing the well-cared-for nails and the sensitive fingertips, also the virile wrists attached to the whitest of shirt cuffs, and she thought that his tailor must derive a very satisfactory income from keeping him impeccably turned out as he